إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. عباد الله طبتم وطاب سعيكم وممشاكم ولقد تبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, because with taqwa our affairs become rectified, our actions become correct, and goodness is brought near and evil is taken away from us. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these days, the days of Hajj, are days that we should thank Allah Ta'ala for. How much mercy has Allah sent down, the winds of His forgiveness has He has sent during these days. He has forgiven how many sins during these days of Dhul-Hijjah, and the coming days, the day of Arafah and the day of Nahr and the days when the Hujjaj are in Mina, Ayyam al-Tashriq. How much mercy has Allah sent down? And therefore, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. We should thank Allah for the great bounty and blessing of these days. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاشْكُرْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Be grateful for the bounties of Allah if you do indeed worship Him. And so the greatest form of worship, the greatest responsibility that we must do in this deen is to establish the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest way to show shukr to Allah is by doing what He has commanded and staying away from what He has forbidden. And the greatest thing He has commanded us to do is to establish the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. The Hajj teaches us a lesson in Tawheed. In fact, all of Hajj is a lesson in Tawheed, in oneness of Allah, in obedience to Allah alone and not making partners with Him. As some of the Sahaba, they used to say, the Prophet ﷺ, he is making Tawheed, meaning he began the Hajj. When we go to the Hajj and we take on the Ihram, we remove all of our clothes except the ones, the white clothing of the muhrim. It symbolizes us abandoning all things, all desires, all worldly concerns except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say the talbiyah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. It is tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we run between Safa and Marwa, when we throw the stones at the Jamarat, this is for the dhikr, to establish the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Allah says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ عَلَهُمْ, so that they remember the benefits for them. وَيَذْكُرْ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, so that they can bear witness to the benefit of them and remember the name of Allah in the well-known days. So the Hajj is a madrasa. The Hajj, it reminds us and it teaches us that the great importance of the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the dua on Arafah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught, as was narrated by Aisha, that the best dua to be made is in the day of Arafah. And the best thing to say on the day of Arafah is what me, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the prophets before have said, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك له الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. This is the best dua on the day of Arafah, again reminding us of the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. There is no God but Allah, nothing worshipped in haqq, in truth, except Allah. He has the dominion, and to Him is all praise, and He is powerful over all things. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what has brought all the pilgrims together from all over the world? Every color of skin, every difference in language, every social status and economic status, what has brought them together is nothing more than to bear witness to the oneness of Allah. To bear witness that none is worshipped in truth except Allah, and to have sincerity for Him and to worship Him and no one else. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Hajj, it means that we abandon shirk and the mushrikeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in words that will be repeated until the day of judgment, but they came down on the day of Hajj al-Akbar, the Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, when he absolved himself, when Allah absolved himself and the Prophet from the mushrikeen. وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهِ. That Allah and His Messenger are free from the mushrikeen. Beloved, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when we think about the blessings of these days, and we think about the standing of our ummah together, to bear witness to all of these acts of worship together, doing the same rituals, wearing the same clothing, saying the same words, we should remember, or we should think about the purpose for which we have come together, which is to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And we should review ourselves and our families and ask ourselves, have we fulfilled the right of Allah? Have we fulfilled the message of this deen? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when shirk spread throughout the deserts of Arabia, Allah in His mercy, He sent him with the light of Tawheed. He came saying, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Say there is no God but Allah and be successful. The message of Islam, the light of Tawheed, was accepted by those who accepted, and peace and justice spread throughout the earth. People, they followed the light of the Tawheed of Allah. Yet the shaitan, he fulfilled his promise that he would misguide whom he could. And he led the Nasara, the Christians, to worship Jesus. Not only that, he led them to make dua and to worship Maryam. And he did not leave them at that. But then he misguided them and beautified for them to call on their priests and popes as intermediaries between them and Allah. And then, when this message had spread, the shaitan, he had been successful in misguiding many people. He misguided others to take intermediaries between themselves and Allah, to go and worship stones and buildings besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to think that they need intermediaries for for them to reach Allah. Rather, it was their ill opinion of Allah, that Allah was a king, and like the kings of the dunya, he must be approached through intermediaries. They had this ill opinion of Allah, and so they took to taking pathways, means of reaching Allah that the Prophet, that Allah and His Messenger forbade. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, dua is the greatest form of worship. Allah Ta'ala, He promises us He will answer our dua. He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. If your servants ask of me, then know that I am nearby to them. I answer their dua if they call upon me. He is qareeb, he is nearby to us. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, He forbids calling on other than Him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah says, call on me, I will answer you. And He commanded that we make our dua purely for His sake. Pure tawheed, calling on none other than Him. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي لَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. Allah, He commands the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, I only call on my Lord, I only call on Allah, I make no shirk with Him, I do not commit shirk with Him, I do not have the ability to benefit or guide anybody. La amliku lakum naf'an darran wa la rashada. I cannot harm or benefit or guide anybody. Beloved brothers in Islam, it is only Allah who can harm and benefit us. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah afflicts you with a harm, no one can remove this harm except Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the only one who can remove harm. And He says, وَإِن يُرِدَكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. And if He wants to bring good to a people, no one can repel that good from them. This is an essential belief in Tawheed. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says, وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ. Allah says, if you call on them, the partners besides Allah, they cannot hear you. And even if they could hear you, they would not answer. They would not respond to you. Beloved brothers in Islam, these ayahs are very clear. Yet when we look in the lands of the Muslims, we find how many people are ignorant. Despite the clarity of these ayahs, they turn to stones and rocks and graves and people who are buried to call on them, to benefit them, or to give them good and to ward off harm. And this is a grave danger. This is something that the Prophet ﷺ warned us about. Beloved brothers in Islam, respected Muslims, what we have to do is take all of our ideas, all of our beliefs, and compare them to the Book of Allah. And if they are in accordance with them, we keep them, and if not, we turn them away. This is what all of us, we must do. And the most important thing that we must take care of is that we must abandon any form of shirk. Beloved brothers in Islam, Umar radiallahu anhu, he declared words that were very wise. He said words that we should reflect upon. Words that indicate that this ummah today will not be rectified by anything other than rectified the first of this ummah, by going back to the tawheed of Allah. He said, radiallahu anhu, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ مَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ أذلنا الله. We are a people who achieved Izzah through Islam. If we seek Izzah from other than Allah, He will humiliate us. He will cause us to receive, to be in humiliation. Beloved brothers in Islam, what we need to realize today, the reality of Tawheed, is that our Ummah never achieves success by numbers or by power. When we look at the Ummah, every battle that the Muslims participated in, they were outnumbered, except for one battle, the Battle of Hunain. The Battle of Hunain, they had more than the enemy and they were defeated because they trusted in their numbers and not in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is required of us is to expend our effort. وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Allah says, prepare as much as you're able. But we should attach our trust in Allah. We have to have a good opinion of Allah. We have to believe and trust that Allah will answer our dua. Allah is the one who answers the dua. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to fulfill the asbab that will be the cause of Allah granting us victory. The Bani Israel, if you know the story of the Bani Israel, they wandered in the land. They were forbidden to enter Ard al-Muqaddas. Ard al-Muqaddasa, the holy land. They wandered for 40 years. Why? Because they did not have the qualities of true faith in Allah. And so Allah forbade for them the holy land until they changed themselves. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. When people fulfill the asbab, then Allah, He will grant them the success of the earth, the inheritance of the earth. But Allah, He has a sunnah. He does not grant success until the asbab. He is the creator of asbab. And He knows which asbab will give success and victory. So when we attain to these asbab, Allah will grant us victory. This is the true tawakkul on Allah, the trust and reliance in Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what we must do is look at our iman, look at our aqidah, and correct ourselves. Correct ourselves. And then if we do that, we correct ourselves, then the whole of the Muslim Ummah is made up of individuals. If each individual rectifies himself, the whole will be healthy and good. And if we do that, be certain of the promise of Allah, of victory. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what the Ummah suffers from the most today is an inferiority complex, lack of trust in Allah, feeling or trusting in other than Allah. The Ummah, what it lacks the most is a bad opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that we are in the situation we are in and that Allah has no power to change it, and it is due to other causes other than our lack of fulfilling the deen of Allah that we are in this weak state. Our yaqeen in Allah has become weak. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Muslims, they seek other than Islam to rectify their affairs. They look to other ideologies. They look to other means of coming together other than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They seek to tie themselves other than with the tie of Islam. And so, because of this, they will not receive the success of Allah. Even some Muslims, they say that Islam needs to be reformed. Islam needs to be changed. The deen itself is the cause of our backwardness. This is the view, the weakness, the inferiority complex that we suffer from, that hurts us, that prevents us from getting the success of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks any deen, any way of life other than Islam, in the Akhirah he will be of those who are losers. So we must fear Allah. We must review our deen and our aqidah. We must have confidence and trust in Allah Ta'ala. If we do that, Allah will help us. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, He promises us inheritance of the earth if we establish His deen. Allah says,
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ.
Allah says to those who, He says, He promises those who have faith and they do righteous deeds, that He will establish them and cause them to inherit the earth and give them the authority, يُمَكِّنَهُمْ, as He made those before Him established in the earth. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah repeats and reminds us again and again in the Qur'an that all matters of the ghayb are in His hands, that every matter that occurs in this world is by His command. Allah says, وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And He says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِي وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. To Allah belongs whatever is in the day and the night, and He is all-knowing, aware of subtle matters. And He is the one who oversees His creation, His servants, and He is wise and knowing. And Allah says, وَمَا تَسْقِطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. No leaf falls except Allah knows it, and not even a seed, except it has been written in a preordained book. And Allah says, does not belong to Him, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Isn't that all of creation and command belongs to Allah? What all of these ayahs reiterate, and we find repeated again and again in the Qur'an, is that everything that happens in this dunya, it happens by a preordained command written before Allah created the heavens and the earth. Every event that takes place has been preordained by Allah according to the sunan that Allah has placed in His creation. No evil tyrant or tyrannical government or people who oppress and reject the law of Allah can escape the sunnah of Allah. It doesn't matter how late they come or how many times they oppress in the earth, Allah, He causes them to, He has His sunan by which He grants victory and He causes to go to be in loss. We have to have confidence in this belief that no one will have authority or lose authority except it has been written according to sunan of Allah, to the asbab that Allah has placed in His creation. And so no longer how long this dunya continues, these asbab, these sunan will continue to unfold. And when we have faith in that, then we do not listen to the commentators who try to make us sad or feel defeated. We do not listen to those who call us to other ideologies, losing trust in Allah. But we trust that it is Allah who will grant us victory if we trust in Him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, they try to scare the Muslims. They try to use means of making Muslims afraid that they are defeated and that their deen will be defeated. But we should always trust in Allah's promise. We must always trust and look at ourselves and correct our deen, and then trust and wait the help and success of Allah. We have to humble ourselves in dua. We have to know that Allah is more merciful to His creation, and that He is more kind and has more rahmah for His ummah than any other ummah. This is the ummah that has been granted, that has been promised the nusra, the success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah answers the dua if we trust in Him truly. If we trust in Him truly. Many times this ummah has been afflicted. Many times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been afflicted by hurt and harm. But in the end, Allah, He granted them success. It's the ebb and flow of Allah's sunnah, that sometimes the ummah will be weak and then strong. But in the end, the success is for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah Almighty, He said, O Muhammad, I have declared that whatever I command a thing, it will never be repelled. And I have declared for your ummah that they will never be overwhelmed by a famine that will encompass them. And they will never be defeated by an enemy that surrounds them. Even if all around they were encompassed by an enemy, they would never be defeated. But they will be defeated when they fight amongst each other. When they make permissible the blood of one another, this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will allow them to be in loss. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the realization of Tawheed for this ummah is that we should never despair. We should turn in dua to Allah. We should never despair of the hardship, the suffering that is befalling the Muslims. We should always trust that the changes in the affairs of things are in accordance to the way we are with our deen and our aqidah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should turn to Allah in dua, because this is the weapon of the believer, an arrow that never misses its target. Allah says, "Udu'u rabbakum tadarran wa khufya, innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, make ourselves attached to Allah. Ta'allaq billah. Attach yourselves to Allah and know and be at ease with all of the affairs of this world. Beloved brothers, let us turn to Allah in dua. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin wa adhill al-shirka wa al-mushrikeen wa dammir a'da'i deen. Allahumma ighfir lil-mu'mineen wa al-mu'minat wa al-muslimeen wa al-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wa al-amwat. Allahumma shfi mardana wa arham mawtana. Allahumma shfi mardana wa arham mawtana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم بارك وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
أشهد
أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. استوى تدلو يحمكم الله استوى لا تختلفوا أثابكم الله. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك تعالى جد ولا إله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا الحمد لله ربنا كثيرا طيبا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله.